For a group of Erie high school teachers, the tools of traditional science labs, such as beakers and gloves, have been replaced by keyboards and computers in a workshop at Louisiana Tech University. This week, they will complete their research in the Louisiana Alliance for Simulated Guided Materials application Research Experiences for Teachers program, or more commonly called La Sigma RET. The teachers discuss progress and outcomes with tech professors who lead workshop activities.
Jim, what about this week? How's your research going? How do you think you can relate back to your classroom?
Well, let's start with the research.
Jim Kirkus teaches mathematics at West Ouachita High School. He shares about developments in his project.
Last week, we pretty much had the model on the computer software built, and we were starting to vary some of the parameters, the diffusion rates.
He explains how his latest endeavor has focused on diffusion rates. It's allowed him to consider ways of introducing some material to students this fall.
We're learning things because they're challenging us. The things that we learn will be ingrained in us and very easily integrated into what we do with the high school students.
La Sigma is funded by a $20 million grant by the National Science Foundation across 7 universities in the state. Teacher groups are introduced to ongoing research at the institutions. Dr. Ramu Ramachandran is the Associate Dean for Research in the College of Engineering and Science at Louisiana Tech. He says a current project involves understanding the properties of materials at the level of atoms and molecules. Scientists can then use computational tools to predict properties of new materials.
And the ultimate goal is to be able to design a material with the desired properties, starting from first principles.
It's introducing teachers to this type of process that will lead to innovation in their high school classrooms. Dr. Ramachandran explains one project he and a teacher researched, a study into the absorption spectrum of a polyaromatic compound.
These are compounds that commonly occur in pollutants like soot, and if they are inhaled, they are potential carcinogens.
The compound consists of 3 molecules with a curious property.
And one out of 3 molecules, these molecules look very similar, but one was very unusual, and so we want to know why that's unusual. And so we are hoping to do that by using computation as our tool.
He partnered in the task with Karen Higuera, a chemistry teacher at West Ouachita. She's been impressed with the format of the La Sigma workshop and the emphasis on computer modeling.
I thought that we would be in labs doing experiments. I didn't understand the computational chemistry part. It's been really wonderful to have them bridge that gap.
A fascinating test last week for Higuera was extracting DNA from a strawberry. She has it tucked away in a vial.
Yeah, I have my little vial of DNA from the strawberry, so it's very interesting.
The strand is crescent-shaped, about the length of a grain of rice. She says the activity didn't take long and was relatively simple. She's already thinking about incorporating it into her class this fall.
The way I could tweak that for a chemistry class is to show the different chemical reactions.
Ramachandran says this first session of the La Sigma workshop has achieved inspiring ideas from teachers to use and motivate students in coming years.
Specifically this workshop, I was hoping that our teachers will get excited about what we had to offer and we will do some really good research. And they have exceeded all my expectations, I'll tell you that.
More workshops are planned for instructors from community and technical colleges. Those sessions are set to take place this fall.